June, May 6th,
2006,
Miami.
गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे अन्नं माम चरणं तिथे. First of all, my millions of Dandavat Pranam. In the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Nitya Lila Pravishnam Vishnu Pasis Madhvakti Sit Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And same to my Sikhya Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishnam Vishnu Pasis Madhvakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. Our program festival is going on very nicely. No complaint. Delicious prasad distribution, sweet and powerful hari katha, and only Vaishnava sannyasi. Today we are fortunate. The first sannyasi of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Sri Kirtananda Prabhu, is here. In his sannyas ceremony, I was there. And I used to take him to Delhi here and there to preach. And only I received Swamiji with him when they landed to India from Western country first time. I was there. There are so many remembering things that I remember. Perhaps he is also remembering. He has served in so many ways to his Gurudev. Especially he made a golden temple in Virginia. Very beautiful organ there. He was a very strong preacher at that time. So I want that he should speak two words for devotees.
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Bhachan Nirvasesha Shanyavadi Bhaska Jade Sadar. I feel so fortunate to have the privilege of being here in the presence of all these wonderful Vaishnavas, and especially in the presence of Narayan Maharaj, who is very dear to me. He assisted Srila Prabhupada in my sannyas ceremony fact, he made my danda. So I've always felt very close to Maharaj. And I simply beg the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas to be able to say a few words. In pursuance of the mission of Lord Krishna, of the whole disciplinary succession down to Srila Prabhupada, and Narayan Maharaj is carrying this on very nicely. I have great admiration for him. I've read his books very thoroughly. I appreciate them very much. I'm also humbly trying to follow in the footsteps of these great acharyas to present the message of Lord Krishna surrendered to me utterly. In a way that's understandable to people today. I've had inspiration, I think, to put this in a little easily understood formula of thanking Krishna for now as it is. There's no question of surrendering the past. It's gone. There's no question of surrendering the future. It may never come. One can only surrender now. And we surrender to now by being grateful for whatever it is. Because it has been sent by the all-good Krishnas, the Supreme Personality of God. Thank you, Krishna, for now as it is. But then there's a second part, which indicates our independence, our free will. How do I use it in the best way for your service, Lord? Generally, most materialists, they try to seize the present moment and exploit it for their sense gratification. That's one way to use the present moment. That's the way of duality, the way of material life, of good and bad, of success and failure. But that's not the spiritual way. That's not the way of Krishna consciousness, which is the way of gratitude for the present moment as it is, whatever it is. It may look very bad to our senses, but we're not these senses. We're not this body. We're not this mind. Thank you, Krishna, for now as it is. How do I use it in the best way for your service, for your pleasure, for your purposes? If we do that, we're fulfilling the instruction Krishna gave Arjuna. Oh Arjuna, surrender to me utterly. By my grace you'll enjoy peace, wealth, and victory. Peace, wealth, and victory don't come by hard work. They don't come by empiric speculation. They don't come by scientific research. They come by the grace of Krishna. And Krishna's grace automatically flows to the surrendered soul. Thank you, Krishna, for now as it is. How do I use it in the best way for your service? Hare Krishna.
Sadhu Maharaj is speaking.
Two words. Stand up here.
Then run in your lotus feet and all Vaishnavas, brothers and sisters, all I'm very fortunate. I have no words to say. I come to listen to Maharaj. I want to learn from him. I am a very child to say anything. Just I come to his shelter to learn something and to take insight, to practice that in our life. I cannot speak. I remember when he was in Holland, Maharaj, he said, "You are preaching? You go to preach?" I said, "No, Maharaj, I don't go for preaching. Just I go to see Vaishnavas." And then he said, "You don't need to preach. When you will go, love will come for Krishna." I said, "Yeah, your blessing." Blessing of Gurudev can work, nothing else.
Yeah. Now we are coming in sweet and powerful Srimad Bhagavatiya Katha, who have told about Narada Rishi and Vyas, how should we follow Gurudev and follow their teaching. Then, you know, Rishabhdev, he has 100 sons. Among them, Bhartavala, eldest, and he was Bhaktimala.